Hello and good morning. Welcome to... Welcome to where?
The Point.
The Point. Yeah, The Point. This is our podcast, The Point. Imas. Also, Heartbeat. You know, we have two podcasts. Did you know that?
I knew you had one, but I didn't know that.
And we have two guests today. We're driving actually in the car. I like to do my podcast in my car a lot of times. I don't know why, probably because it's where I gather with people, I guess, or driving from one place to the other. And for privacy issues, we're not going to disclose the names of my two guests, but I have a female and a male guest here today.
Hola.
And we're talking about what made me turn on the podcast, the taping of the podcast. It's actually because it's a very interesting topic that we were discussing, and I always wonder about that too. And I'm sure you guys, listeners, have wondered about that too. And we were talking about you know, those couples that have an open relationship, or those couples that have their swingers and they share their significant other to somebody else. And this is a great conversation because we're seeing, you know, three different points of views. Like, for example, I am from Ecuador, and so that alone, I'm from another country, so that gives a different perspective. And then we have a female in the early 30s. And then we have a male here in the early 30s. So that's two American people, by the way. Or like I said, call them white people. But I'm white to them. And my friends laugh when I say, was he white? You know? So we're going to call you Sophia for now. So Sophia, what's your take on people that what's your experience, or what has been your experience or your take on people that share their significant other to another female or male, or all of them together at the same time? Well, what's your experience, or what's your thought about it?
Well, as far as, you know, the importance of monogamy in any relationship, I think it varies not only from relationship to relationship, but also it varies person to person. Not every relationship is going to have two people that have the same viewpoints on monogamy and their expectations of the relationship. In my experience, I have been cheated on in most of my relationships. But I've also been in one of my relationships, the cheater. And that was in America, my marriage.
Now I have a question for you. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Okay, because some people will swear up and down, you know, my husband doesn't cheat, or my wife never would cheat. And but what actually do you think is the factor, or the main factor, of why people cheat on their significant other? Is it because they're not in love anymore? Is it because that's their trait since they were young? Is it because that's what they've seen because of their family and parents or whatever? Or is it something that happens out of the blue? What exactly, why is this phenomenon happening?
Well, again, I think that varies from situation to situation. There are some people who are in a monogamous relationship for years and meet someone who stirs something within them that they hadn't felt in years or ever before. And, you know, that's just one example of what might happen. There's also, you know, the introduction of children into a marriage or a relationship where, you know, it changes the dynamic in ways that, is hard to to
have that intimacy.
Mm-hmm. Intimate on mm-hmm. the same level, and or as often, you know, that kind mm-hmm. of
thing. Now, do you think that, for example... Do you think that probably because one of the reasons why I think this may happen also is because after a while, a marriage couple, they're not as romantic as they were before. And people, we are humans. We like to be told how good we look, or I, for example, I like to hear when people say, "Oh, you have beautiful eyes," you know, "You have beautiful lips," you know, and I, even though I get shy about it, but I like it, you know. Mm-hmm. So maybe the person that is my wife, or the person who is my significant other, or whatever, doesn't say that to me, those things anymore. And then when somebody comes along and tells you those things that you like to hear, then that's like bingo, you know?
Yeah, it's comfortable. It happens in most relationships, and not every relationship. you know, complacent.
Do you think to be monogamous, is that what you're saying? Yeah, is monogamy, should that always be the case, always? I mean, can anybody, I mean, what's the foundation of a relationship, you know? I mean, when people switch partners and all of that, I mean, right. I mean, can a marriage work like that?
Well, I have seen open marriages in working, like, in process kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The couple that I knew well, or know well, had an open marriage for years, but, you know, they ended up getting divorced eventually, because I think that there's damage that's done to the intimacy of the relationship every time, you know, another partner is brought in. You know, there's jealousy that occurs, and, you know, no matter how mature you try and look at the situation, you know, as one half of a whole, you know, if your partner, you know, has desire for somebody else that they're willing to act on, that kind of, to me, that would wane, you know, how I felt about our connection.
I think that's important too, because, you know, it's like your privacy is disclosed now, right? Because you know, that person that is being brought in, it kind of becomes a friend, also a friend in a certain way, and things are shared, you know. So now your things are not really all your things, and your secrets are not really all your secrets, and your problems are not really all your problems now, because now there is this other person. This third person, or maybe fourth or fifth, or who knows what, but I think that it would probably harm a relationship, definitely, because it's not the two of you anymore. You know, whatever sex you guys are, you know, guy, girl, 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 guy, or whatever, is that relationship is no longer private, you know?
Yeah, and it loses some of its
the meaning. The secret, yeah. And we're going to call him Joseph.
Joseph. I think he hit the nail on the head when he said that trust should be the foundation.
So, Joseph, what do you think about this? You heard all the questions that I just asked. Can you summarize your point of view?
Well, I would agree with a lot of it. I think, personally, I'm the monogamous type. I don't feel that having a third person is going to enhance the relationship between two people. Certainly won't enhance the relationship between two people. If anything, it would draw those two people further apart. I mean, it would have to necessarily draw them apart to make room for a third. So, I've never been the type to go that way. Now, I've been in threesomes before, but those threesomes were with another couple, and I was single at the time,
mm-hmm.
and so I didn't have a partner that was the participant. I was the third.
So you were the third wheel, didn't
you?
Yeah.
You were the Pegasus.
I was the one who was invited.
Okay. So you're the one that was getting it from both ends.
Well, not like that, but... You know, pretty much. I was, you know, I didn't have any obligation to anyone at the time. I was just, you know, there for the fun.
Okay.
Or whatever.
He's like, I'm here. I'm ready.
I'm like, hey, let's all right then.
Do you think that couple that you tried these things with? Do you think one or the other was jealous about
no,
your presence?
I don't think that, because the only time this happened, well, it happened another time, but the only time this happened was with my very close friend of my entire life, really, and his wife. So
gorgeous wife.
Do they do that? Or do they practice that all the time, or was it just with you?
Well, I don't really ask those type of questions. I would assume, though, I would say that I was the only one. Yeah,
okay.
Because it's hard to find someone like that they can trust,
mm-hmm.
and. So it's like, who can they trust with the secret? And then not only that, but who would be acceptable candidate for this type of situation? And so I was an ideal choice for them because I was single and not promiscuous. And
you remain anonymous.
And mm-hmm. Again, I've known this person my entire life, and so he, you know, there was trust established already, which allowed it to happen.
Basically. Okay. Now, did you guys do everything?
Well,
pretty much.
No, no, we didn't. Well, we didn't do everything. No, basically, I showed up, and they sort of my friend gave me like the ground rules of what to expect, which were pretty.
Oh, they were rules.
Well, you know, just what to expect and what maybe a couple what to do and a couple what not to do, which I already pretty much understood even before he even said anything. It was pretty straightforward. I mean, just like, you know, it was me and him and his wife. So when you're in that kind of situation, it's really about
her.
Right. Mm-hmm. So.
There
was no contact between me and my friend.
Well,
that would be odd.
Well, that's a bummer. Kind of boring, you know?
maybe so, but it was just about her. So that was cool because she's beautiful.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I've been in threesome as well. I actually in Ecuador I was with two girls, and you know, now that we're disclosing our privacy, you know, and I mean we're having threesome right now. You know, a threesome of communication, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyways, it can be confusing. For example, I have attention deficit disorder. Mm-hmm. I have attention deficit hyperactive disorder.
Okay.
For me to be with two people is very confusing because I don't know which way to look.
Stimulus
or what
overload.
Yeah, like what am I paying too much attention to this person or the other person or like I start getting like maybe the one person is thinking that I'm paying attention too much to the other person, so I'd rather not participate because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, you know. And you know, plus I'm the one that is good looking, you know. So there you go. So that's interesting. So now when a relationship first starts, you know, let's suppose a newly get together, you know, their boyfriends, girlfriends, or they started dating. I think that at the very beginning stages, you know, at what point do you trace the rules, or do you say, okay, you don't want to see anybody else? You don't want to see anybody else? Okay. Because I'm sure when two people are new getting together, we're used to dating other people or seeing other people, and then at what point does it become serious, the relationship?
It's like you have to, that's going to be dependent on the circumstances. I mean, I think when you're in any relationship, you set a baseline of trust that is continued on.
But sometimes people think that that should be, each person sees different things,
well,
different ways, right?
So the communication is the best thing to do.
Is it a ring? Is it a ring on the finger? Is it a verbally amended?
All of the above. Mm-hmm. It could be all of the above. You just need to have a very good understanding of expectations from one another.
So there has to be communication, basically.
Yeah.
To know where we stand, basically.
Right.
So
the expectations can be managed.
Yeah, because for example, you know, if I start seeing somebody, and then I see that she continues seeing somebody else, I would be like, what the hell is going on here, you know? But then I haven't set my expectations. I don't know. I may not be with nobody else, but so I figured that if I'm not with nobody else, I'm sure she's not going to be with nobody else either. But that's not true. Sometimes we have to explain to each other the stage, right? Never assume, right? Never think that because I don't do it, no, she's not going to do it, or vice versa, you know? So, yeah, communication is very important. Now, is it still like the old days? I mean, do you have to have a ring? Do you do a promise? I mean, how is it nowadays in the early 30s?
Well, again, that all varies from individual to individual on, you know, how they were raised or what their, you know, particular beliefs are. Personally, I think, like, for me to become serious in a relationship, communication is...
The key?
Obviously, yeah, that has to be on the forefront, because without that, you can't really establish, first of all, how do I feel? You know, you have to figure out how you feel, what you want, because not everybody even knows what they want, and then expressing that to the other party, and finding out if...
Expressing it to them in a way that's you know, calm, and you know, a lot of times people don't find out this information until something's happened first, and so like emotions can get high, and like you can try to communicate, but maybe the communication gets a little juxtaposed because it, you know, people get upset, and so it's better to talk about this stuff before there's a problem, before something happens. So yeah. If you're considering something like that, you should, before you do anything, you should have that conversation, because that'll save you from having a falling out.
Life is so difficult. I remember meeting. I was dating somebody for a while, and then this person. I took this girl out to dinner. I didn't have sex with the girl. I just took her for dinner. Okay? She's a friend of mine. And then the girl who I was dating got upset at me because I went out to dinner with this girl. Now, why would she get upset if she was my friend and I took her out for dinner? I mean, do you have to inform the other person everything you do?
Well, as I was saying, before Scott?
Joseph.
Yeah. before he made his point, was that, you know, communicating with the other person, you know, clearly and allowing the other individual to assess for themselves, does that match what I'm looking for? Am I capable of doing what this person, you know, is wanting? Am I willing to do it? You know, that kind of thing. And, you know, nobody is going to know all of the factors that you're ever going to meet. When you go into a relationship, you're never going to be able to foresee any situation or every situation. So, you know, just keeping that open line of communication and realizing that everybody's human. Feelings are fluid. Mm-hmm. You know, emotions are fluid. You know, we're different people emotionally from day to day. So
I have a feeling that this subject... I have a feeling this subject is getting very nice and hot. And I don't think this should be our only time that we all talk together, because I think that people like this kind of subject. And we have a lot of things to talk about, more about intimacy, more about patience, more about relationships, more about things that we are talking about now, things that matter in a relationship. So just remember to tune in every single week to The Point Imas and Heartbeat with Sophia, with Joseph and Martin. Here, the three of us having a conversation threesome, if you want to see it that way.
A trifecta.
A trifecta, okay. And yes, remember to tune in. And don't forget that if you are looking to travel, visit www.uniquewaytravel.com. www.uniquewaytravel.com. Just you may email them, ask them for a quote, wherever you want to go in the world. Cruise, airfare, hotels, and they'll send you back a quote within 24 hours. They work very hard with their connections, so they are not artificial intelligence. They're actually people working for people, helping people obtain the best prices, and not only that, but your safety is first. And it's not a smart, basically, system that places you anywhere the computer wants. You tell them what you want, what you're looking for, and they'll make sure that that you get booked in the proper hotel, proper airfare, and making sure that you have no problems during your travels. Also, don't forget that if you want to do your own podcast, you can try Anchor. Anchor is the best way to do a podcast. They do everything for you. The only thing you have to do is what we're doing now, just talking. Until next time, thank you for joining in. This is Martini Casa with The Point, Imas, and Heartbeat. Thank you, guys. Uh-huh. Until next time, okay?
All right.
Bye.